You may be seated, but I would love to invite any children to come forward. Here she comes.
How you doing?
Morning. You have a body, right? I love the look on your face like, duh, I'm sitting here in front of you. All right. So you've got a body. I've got a body. We've all got bodies. All right. So what would happen to your body if you didn't have any skin? Yeah. The face is answer enough. Okay. All right. What would happen if your heart stopped? No more blood circulating and gone, right? Okay. Now, easier. What would happen if your ears didn't work? Couldn't hear anything. You wouldn't be able to listen to me. You couldn't listen to your favorite music. Nothing. All right. What would happen if your little toe was gone? Think that'd be difficult? Maybe. Yeah, one of my mother's friends discovered when she was having problems with her feet and the doctor said, well, we might have to amputate your little toe. And she said, well, just get rid of it. It's just my little toe. And the doctor said, but if we did that, you'd have to learn how to stand again and how to walk again, because your little toe has a lot to do with balance and walking. Without your little toe, you have to learn all of that all over again. Every part of the body, from the skin to your heart to your ears to your little toe, is important, all right? Paul today tells us that we're the body of Christ, and each of us is a member of it, all right? Which means that you are an important part of the body of Christ. Whether you're the skin or the ears or the heart or the little toe, whether you're some little bit that's somewhere in the middle of us right here, you're still an important part of the body of Christ. Jesus acts in the world through us, through all of us. If Jesus is doing something in the world right now, it's because we're doing something in the world right now. You are necessary. You are important. You are part of the body, and that's a pretty cool thing. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for letting us be your body in the world today. Help us to reach out with your hands in compassion and care, and may the world be loved through you. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here.